is in the middle of it all with you, you will be able to come through and end up perhaps even better than you were before whatever befell you. When I was young, I used to watch a popular TV show called The $6 Million Man. How many of you remember that? Seems like most of you are in my age group. So. And he was referred to as the Bionic Man. And the show always opened up with these words, and I want to read them to you. Steve Austin, a man barely alive. We can rebuild him. We have the technology to make him better, faster, stronger than he ever was before. Some of you may feel barely alive this morning. Or maybe you will find yourself in a predicament in the future. And it can be frightening. But the good news of the Christian faith is this: Jesus is more than able to take the broken pieces of your life and remake you into a stronger, more courageous, joy-filled, peace-filled, and faith-filled person than you ever were before. And I want you to keep that in mind as we go through the scripture in just a minute. I want you to meditate on that. Remember it. When the storms rage and the difficulties of life threaten your very being and your ability to cope with the situation. I can remember several times in my life that I've hit rock bottom. But you know what I always find in those dark places down in that pit? I always find Jesus. Jesus is always there. There's always hope. There's salvation. There's new life. There's excitement at the bottom. There's peace and joy. There's no darkness too great, no crisis too big for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For God does raise the dead. Now let's look at our gospel lesson this morning. And I want you to imagine the distress that this widow was going through. We know she was a widow because it tells us that, and her husband had already died. And now she's left all alone when her only son dies. And he's being carried out of town. I'm sure it was a hot day in Galilee, and the bright sun was sparkling off of the tears that were streaming down this poor mother's face. And people are coming along, following with spices to anoint the body. And they're going to the family burial plot, which, as always, was outside of town, probably in a small cave on a hillside. It's a place where her husband undoubtedly had already been buried. And then quite suddenly, they meet some strangers. Some strangers come along, and there was a man leading this group of followers. And he's looking at this widow who was devastated, a devastated mother, and something inside of him stirs. And we're told in Luke, his heart went out to her and he said, "Don't cry." And then to everyone's surprise, to everyone's horror, he reaches out and touches the coffin. And in those days, nobody did that except the official pallbearers. Touching a corpse, the coffin, or the pallbearers would make you unclean. And then comes the biggest shock of all. He tells this dead person, young man, I say to you, get up. And then lo and behold, this dead man sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. And at this point, the whole funeral procession goes wild with astonishment, delight, and awe. And they praise God. And with inner conviction, ladled with new hope and a new outlook on life, they proclaim, God has come to help his people. And the scripture says, this news about Jesus spread throughout Judea and the surrounding country. One of the things I noticed that is so interesting about this scripture, about this passage, is there seems to be something missing in this passage. If we look back at last week's scripture, the centurion's servant was healed because of the owner's faith, because of the centurion's faith. And we see that in almost all of Jesus' healing stories. He says things like, your faith has healed you, or don't be afraid, just believe, and she will be healed. But in this story, where is the faith? As far as we know in this story, none of those that were in the funeral procession even knew who Jesus was. So could it be that the only person who has faith that the dead man can be raised is Jesus himself? That brings us to the age-old question. Are we saved by our faith or by the faith of Jesus Christ? It's kind of like that old question, which came first, the chicken or the egg? I want you to think this morning about your own faith journey. Was there anything that you did to deserve the assurance that Jesus loves you, died for you, and that you are his? Is there anything that you have done to earn God's love and forgiveness? Was it you who loved God first, or was it God who first loved you? I think we all know the answer to that question. But if you have any doubt, the Bible affirms the answer. In 1 John chapter 4, it says, this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us. And he goes on to say, we love because he first loved us. And in Ephesians chapter 2, we are told that faith itself, through which we are saved, is by grace. And it is not from ourselves. It is the gift of God. So whatever your predicament may be, whatever befalls you, Jesus has the faith that you can be raised. For in Christ, God is with us. God has come to help his people. Let us praise God and spread this news throughout our community and throughout the entire world. The scripture says, when Jesus saw the widow who had lost her son, his heart went out to her. And this is what Jesus does for every single one of us. As we try to deal with the heartbreaks and the tragedies of this life, Jesus reaches out to us and says, don't cry. it really will be all right. And if we're willing, if our eyes are open to God's never-ending presence among us, if we look for Him in the dim mist of our own confusion, of our own hurt and pain, we will see that He is right there with us. And when that happens, we will be raised to a new life. And we will be able to face the challenges of this life victoriously. And then, as we walk in the light of God's love for us, as a healed and new people, we will be able to help others who are experiencing some of the same kinds of difficulties we have faced. And we can do that because we know how to relate to them. We can empathize with them. And we know who is able to get us through. And in doing this, we, like the $6 million man, we are indeed better, faster, stronger than we ever were before. This, my friends, is the good news of Jesus Christ. We are not alone. God is with us. Thanks be to God.